Next patient is David Lawrence. The last name is Lawrence. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male. That is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage two that is most likely associated to the diabetes mellitus that has been diagnosed in the last 20 years. This patient has a eye pathology. He has a history of glaucoma and macular degeneration, and he mentions treatments with laser by Dr. Gantier. Gantier is Gunthier, period. The patient looks extremely anemic, and this patient has a history of atrial fibrillation and has been taking aspirin and Xarelto. He hasn't noticed any blood in the stools. However, the determination of iron hasn't been done. There is no history of taking the ferritin levels. This is a situation that has to be taken care of right away. In the CBC, the hemoglobin is 10.7. In July, was 10.6. Whether or not he's a B12 deficient, iron deficient is unknown. Whether or not he's losing blood in the stool is unknown. The urinalysis fails to show hematuria, period. We are going to order the levels of ferritin, iron and iron saturation, B12 and folate right away. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient has, in the comprehensive metabolic profile that was done in September 27 of 23, a fasting of 195, serum creatinine 0.95, a BUN of 15 with an estimated GFR that is 85. We have to keep in mind that there is a hyperfiltration. On the other hand, the serum protein is just 7.8, but the albumin is just 3.1 grams, which is a very drastic change when in November in 2022, we had an albumin of 4.3. The patient doesn't have any evidence of persistent diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. Following over the diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is reported at 7.4. In July, was 7.9. Following over hypertension that is under control. Following over history of gout that hasn't been active, we reevaluate. The patient has persistent atrial fibrillation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face and the physical examination, 25 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.